إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, we arrived in Abuja just now, and alhamdulillah, very very nice, very friendly people, immigration, customs, everybody, not one single, no bribery, no corruption, nothing, absolutely very smooth. Now, I know many people are going to say the same thing which they tell me every time I go anywhere. Oh, but you see, Sheikh, you have not seen things. Well, alhamdulillah, I don't want to see them also. We came on Emirates, and interestingly, this is a take on my previous visit to Abuja in August, which was on Turkish Airlines. Now, Turkish Airlines, you know the fiasco that happened. And I'm going to write an article comparing the two, but this is to illustrate another point in today's Fajr Reminder. Turkish Airlines, we had an argument about using a bed in the business class lounge. So we're talking about a full fare business class passenger not being allowed to use a bed because they have this special list of approved countries and passengers only who can use the beds. Emirates, on the other hand, gives a free visa, free hotel, free transport, free food to business and economy people who have a layover of over 8 hours. Everything is free. So we landed there. The visa process, beautiful, absolutely took us like 5 minutes. Everything is stamped. Immigration guys stamped the passport. We walked out, went to the chauffeur drive place. Car is ready. And we were in the Rotana, beautiful five-star hotel, within about 45 minutes of having cleared everything. They gave us a beautiful room, free breakfast and all that. Next morning, again, car comes, picks us up, brings us to the airport, and we go to the lounge, and then we board the flight, come here. All of that service for free. The routing from India is obviously much more direct, so we don't have to go to Turkey to come here. We pass through Dubai, so the flight actually takes 7 hours instead of 10.5 hours from Dubai. And here we are. Now, the reason I'm saying this is not a promo for Emirates, and it's not a bad talking of Turkish Airlines. The point I'm making here is that what I see over and over and over in Emirates is the spirit of no compromise. Emirates does not take something which is substandard and say, but it's okay. It does not do that. Now, the issue of compromise. Compromise is what I call the C word. You know, some people are very sensitive to the word cancer. So, if someone is getting checked for cancer, then they say, well, I hope it's not the C word. So, it's used for, C word means cancer. Now, I say that compromise, not cancer, is the C word. Compromise is to standards what cancer is to the body. It's a fatal disease. Compromise is a state of mind, and that state of mind is worse than Alzheimer's, because it will destroy you far more effectively than anything else. And the key diagnostic sign to see if you have compromise in you, to see if you are infected by compromise, is to see if in your conversation you say, that's okay. Now, if you find yourself saying that, then you are infected with compromise. Now, please understand this very, very clearly and carefully. Let me give you a few examples. There's one example of, before that, when we teach, when I practice and I teach Six Sigma in GE and elsewhere, the thing which we do when we do a Six Sigma audit is to look for that thing or that process which is usually considered to be the least important or the least significant. For example, if you go into a manufacturing facility, we would go and first look at the state of the worker's toilet, not the chairman's toilet, the worker's toilet. We would go to see, for example, if you walked into the place we would see how cars are parked. Because all of these things give us an indicator of the state of mind of people. The way a person is about themselves, a way a person is about the least significant of their processes, they will apply the same mindset to the most significant of the processes. If I am sitting in a... I was once traveling to Bangladesh in Jet Airways. I was in business class. And the seat didn't work. It wouldn't recline. The buttons wouldn't work. I tried all kinds of things. It didn't work. So then I asked the stewardess. I said to her, I said, look, the seat is not working. She said, no problem, sir. I'll change your seat. So I said to her, that's fine. I may change my seat or I may choose to sit and suffer here and, reflect on that and benefit in my mind from the suffering. The question is not that. My question is that if your airline doesn't bother about a seat which is not working, what is their attitude towards the engines of the plane, whether they are working or not? What is their attitude towards the luggage doors, the bays, if they are working or not? What is their attitude towards retractable landing gear? All of which and many more can result in an actual air crash. Now, if you think I'm exaggerating, there is a wonderful TV show which analyzes air crashes. Please watch that show. Yeah, I'm going to ask Umair and Azhar to put that link to that show in this Fajr Reminder. Watch that show. See what they do. There is an actual case of a plane which crashed because one single rivet in the wing had not been riveted properly. And the plane crashed. And didn't crash immediately. It took that plane many flights before it crashed, but it crashed and then they investigated that and they narrowed it down to that one instant of the fact that this one rivet had not been done properly. What is the significance of this? Believe me, it has no significance except for one absolute overbearing, all-encompassing importance, which is your attention to detail, which in one word is quality. The reason I gave the example of Emirates is Emirates does that to the level of excellence where everybody from end to end is geared to give you the best possible experience that they can give you. Everyone does that. And this includes, obviously, Emirates employees, but it also includes people who are not employed by Emirates, which is the airport authorities, which is immigration, which is customs and the police and so on, car drivers. Whoever is involved in that entire process, delivery is working to the, is marching to the same tune. They're working to the same quality standard, which is to say we have to give our customer the best possible service that is possible to give. Now, this is the whole point of Ihsan. This is the whole point of excellence, which is attention to detail and refusal to compromise. There's a friend of mine who hires senior people for a very major multinational corporation. He's talking about jobs which are in the range of, you know, paying things like $100,000 per month upwards in terms of salaries, right? Cost to company. He says he asks people to give him a written application, and he says in that application he does not hire somebody who makes mistakes which are grammatical and makes mistakes which are spelling mistakes. Because the kind of people he is hiring, he says they all know English, they have all been to English schools, they've learned English, they have studied English and so on and so forth. And he says if they are making mistakes, then it's not a matter of not knowing the language. He says, I do also reconfirm that. The mistake is not because they don't know the language, but because they can't be bothered. Now, if you can't be bothered in one aspect of your life, it is a safe bet to say that that attitude will infect you in other parts of your life as well. So it's not just one part of your life, it's your whole life. So if you can't be bothered to deliver quality in the workplace, you can't be bothered to deliver quality in your home, you can't be bothered to deliver quality in your salah, you can't be bothered to deliver quality with your wife or husband in your marriage, and so on and so on. And that is the reason why the worst possible thing to say, it's okay,
It is not okay. It is absolutely not okay to do things in a low quality manner. Second thing, that low quality and high quality. High quality actually costs less. Low quality costs more, gives more aggravation. High quality costs less and buys for you loyalty and buys for you friendships and relationships. My brothers and sisters, I am emphasizing this so strongly because this is the biggest, this is the cancer that is affecting the Muslim Ummah. And we do this in the name of kindness. We say, no, but you see, he, after all, he is our brother, and therefore let's be kind to the brother. I completely agree with you. I totally and completely agree with you. Let us be kind to the brother, and being kind to the brother means holding him to a standard of quality that is representative of Islam. That is the meaning of kindness. Meaning of kindness is not accepting sloppy behavior, not accepting carelessness, not accepting a grown man or woman acting like a five-year-old. I'm sorry, that's not kindness. That is the worst kind of cruelty that you can do to somebody, because you are giving them this false impression that it's okay to deliver poor quality. And then one day they are going to come up against this and they will be very badly hurt because they didn't realize this. And believe me, who taught them that is you. So are you doing kindness to them? No, you're not. You are doing actually great cruelty to them. I always tell this story of Maharaja Kishan Prasad, who was the Madarul Maham, he was the Prime Minister of Hyderabad, of how he used to treat people who came to him, especially people from his community, which are Hindus. If they came to him and they asked him for charity, he would curse them, and then he would give them a piece of paper which would allot to them land which was somewhere in the boondocks, but it was land, and his land would be given to them. He would say, go farm the land. Now he's not giving them cash, he's giving them land, he's saying go farm the land. The man goes there, he works very hard and so on and so forth. And today, if you find people have got large parcels of land which they have farmed and they have prospered and so on, because there was a man who was not willing to give them a handout. He gave them instead the opportunity to go and work hard. This is the meaning of kindness. If you want to really be kind to your people, do not accept substandard work from them. Hold them up to a standard which is the standard of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not teach us that it's okay is haram to say that. It's okay is against the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say it's okay. And please don't misunderstand the seerah. When you say Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was kind and so on, of course he was kind. He was kind to people who were, in terms of people who were jahil, who really didn't know what they were doing. But people who knew, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, there was a man sitting there, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also sitting, Abu Bakr was sitting there with him radiallahu anhu, other people were there. There was a man who was angry with Abu Bakr Siddiq, and in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the man was abusing Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say anything. He just watched what was happening. He didn't say anything. He kept silent. The man continued to abuse Abu Bakr Siddiq. Abu Bakr Siddiq, after a while, couldn't take it, and he responded. He replied to the man. Just one word. He just said one thing, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got up and walked away. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was so upset, and he came. He went to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, the man cursed me all the while. You did nothing. I just said one thing, and you got up and walked away." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "While the man was cursing you, there was an angel sitting there next to you, asking forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala for you, and the angel was responding to the man." He said, "The moment you responded to the man, the angel went away. If the angel went away, why should I be there?" Now think about this. This angel story, fine, alhamdulillah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw that. But what else are you seeing here? You're seeing here that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for somebody like Abu Bakr, is not willing to accept him doing something wrong even once. If Abu Bakr does one single small thing wrong, radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately pulls him up. Immediately. So where is the kindness? Is it kindness or is it not kindness? This is kindness, because he expects and he holds up Abu Bakr as-Siddiq to a very high standard. And he said, "This is not worthy of you. Somebody else can do it. It's okay. Somebody else is a jahil. He has no brains. He has no sense. He has no, there's no nothing, no dignity in him. But you, we can't accept this." And why does that happen? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is training him. And this is the whole point of being kind. Do not accept substandard quality in the name of kindness. It's not kindness. It is the worst form of cruelty. So I remind myself of you, never ever say it's okay to poor quality, to carelessness, to a lackadaisical attitude, to a laid-back attitude. It is not okay. I've said this to people who work with me, you better realize this. Otherwise, kick me out or kick yourself out, because this is not going to work. It will not work. I will never compromise my standard for anybody else. If you put me on that point, then either I walk or you walk. It's as simple as that. And that is the, and I've done this. I'm not joking. I've done this in my life and I've never regretted that. I said, Alhamdulillah, I did that. So seriously, my brothers and sisters, hold yourself to the highest quality standard because you are Muslim. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.